One of the biggest problems that we have in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the interference that exists, I think, from two very similar areas. One is Teva. There's nature. Things happen naturally. There's laws of nature. There's things that are cause and effect, natural things that happen in the world. And they becloud a little bit the realization that everything is happening from Hashem. Also, the individual himself. Also, not nature, but my own actions. I'm doing things. I do. It's not all min hashamayim. Even the words b'siyata d'shmaya sound like I'm doing something, but there's a siyua min hashamayim. So there's something there that can confuse a person because it's me. So these two things can sometimes create a lot of confusion. So I noticed in Tilim, in the Radak, a couple of very interesting points. For example, he says here, Oida Hashem b'chol libi, asapro kol niflo isecho. Okay, so let's go slowly. So it seems from the Meforshim, from the Radak, there's a question about exactly what this is referring to. But one of the Pirushim, which he seems to go with, is David's victory over Goliath, where he shot him with his slingshot, whatever it is, with a stone, and managed to penetrate the one place that his armor did not protect, and he was able to kill him, and it brought about a big Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So the Radak says, "Oyd Hashem b'chol libi ki tshua gedoyla hoyso leDavid liYisrael b'mois Golius." When Golius died, it was a tremendous tshua for David and for Klal Yisrael. Mipnei ze Omar b'chol libi. He's thanking, he's praising. The Targum uses the lotion of Ashabeach. He's Mishabeach Hashem b'chol libi, with the entirety of my heart, because this is such a meaningful Yeshua that took place. Asapro kol niflo isecho. So he says, ki al pele echod yisapir odem haploim acherim she'ovru. When one pele happens, when one wondrous miracle happens, so a person tells about the other things too. It leads to reminisce and to discuss, and it's appropriate to bring into focus all of the other nisim v'niflois and chasodim that Hashem says. The next pasuk says, esmecho ve'elzo b'cho. So the Radak says, ki b'cho botachti b'boye l'milchomo imoy. I trusted you, Hashem, when I came to the milchom with Goliath. This was this big, dangerous opposition. I was a young kid, and he was a seasoned warrior. I put my trust in you. And then he says, the pasuk continues, it says, Ezmuel zobcho azamer shimcho elyoin. So he says, elyoin ki ato nalis al hakol. You're above, elevated above all. Ule sheker gvura sa'odom. And I guess, and he realizes that Hashem is above all, and Gvura Sa'odom, the strength of man, is Sheker. So something very interesting over here. David HaMelech, at the culmination of this victory, when he felled Goliath, he had this sense of Tshuva Gedola, and he's thanking or he's praising Hashem, B'chol Lev, B'chol Libi, because this was such a significant victory. Then the next pasuk says, "Asamcho elso boch." I will rejoice and exult in you, like I'm regaling in you. Ki becho botachti, because I trusted in you. B'boi lemelchoma imoy. I was a nar. He's a ish melchoma, and in order to attempt this melchoma, I put my trust in you, and therefore, I'm rejoicing, I can rejoice and praise you in this Yeshua because of the fact that I put my trust in you. Now, it seems that there's some type of a distinction here. He already had praised Hashem b'chol lev. With the entirety of my heart, I'm praising Hashem for the victory. Now he says, why am I asamcho ve'elso b'cho? Sounds like I'm rejoicing in this special connection to you, in this relationship with you, because I put my trust in you when I came into the Melchoma, because I was a little nar, and he's this big warrior, and therefore I had to put my trust in you. It sounds like that even though David HaMelech realized the Yeshua and rejoiced and was Mishabeach Hashem b'chol lev because of the greatness of this Yeshua, there's another level that he didn't have. Asamcho ve'elso b'cho, that connection, that ultimate connection and rejoicing in Hashem, that is why, because when I went into the Milchoma, I trusted you. In other words, if I didn't precede the Milchoma with trust in Hashem, then it could very well be, it would seem, that I couldn't rejoice. It's not the ultimate connection of asamcho b'cho, asamcho ve'elzo b'cho, even though I recognized, and he said, it says, oide Hashem b'cho libi, he was thanking Hashem, b'chol lev, and at the same time, there was still some inability that he had to be mesameach in that connection that arose from that, or the potential of the connection to arise from that, unless he first had that bitochen. So it seems that there's something that's very elusive in connecting to Hashem, that even though a person can witness great miracles and be so thankful at the outcome because it was a tshua gedoyla Yisrael, and he praises Hashem b'chol lev, there's still some mania there. There's still something about, and it seems what he reveals at the end, because at the end of the pasuk he says, "Azamra l'shimcha elyoin ki aton ele salakoy l'sheker gvuras ha'odam." I'm a person. I shot. I have a good shot. I have a good aim. I aimed right at that little hole over there that wasn't protected by the metal armor, and I got in. And even though I'm aware of what a Yeshua this is, and I'm thanking you, b'chol libi, there's still part of me that could still think that I did something. You know, I have a role over here. There's gvura sa'odim. B'chol zeh, I'm a nar, but I did something, and it requires the prerequisite, the bitochen in going into the milchoma, that I'm focused on, I'm relying completely on Hashem, and only then do I have the ability, when I see that Yeshua, and I thank him b'chol libi, or I praise him b'chol libi, that then I have the ability to realize that I have this simcha, I'm rejoicing, it brought me closer to Hashem. It's shayach to experience miracles, and if they're not preceded by a focus that I'm relying on you, I can't, I'm a little nar, I'm a little nothing, I can't do it. Without that prerequisite, without that previous sense of reliance, then I even though I can appreciate what happened, and I can praise Hashem b'chol libi, but there's a piece that's going to be missing in rejoicing in that relationship and that connection to Hashem, because a little bit, I'm still there. I'm still, unless I've preceded it with bitochen, I'm trusting, the whole milchoma was based on my trust in you, then when I see the Yeshua, then I can appreciate that it all comes from Hashem, and I can therefore even use it to establish and to rejoice in a deeper relationship with Hashem. Now, this is, I think this is very significant, because one would have thought that if I realize the extent of the miracle that took place, b'chol libi, I'm praising Hashem, so what else is there? But it's very slippery. We get involved. My own ego gets involved. My own hishtadlus gets involved. My own activities get involved. And in order to purify that totally, that it should be completely recognized that this is only about Hashem and has nothing to do with me whatsoever, to the extent that I connect now with this simcha, esmecho b'cho, I'm rejoicing in my relationship with you, and I realize that the sheker gvura sa'odam, it seems that requires the prerequisite of going in with that sense of bitochen, which means that really to recognize fully and benefit from the Hashkocha Protis that exists in the world, and from the Nisim that Hashem does, and from all the Hatova that He does to us, Bitochen is not only a means of getting the good, but Bitochen seems to be a prerequisite to be able to appreciate it and connect it directly to Hashem without any interference. Okay, that's one thing. There's another pasuk, I think that's in the perek here. That's in Ches. Sorry. This is in Ches. It says, Mipi oilelim v'yoinkim yisadu to'oiz, l'man sererecho, v'hash b'soyev u'misnake. It says, Mipi oilelim v'yoinkim yisadu to'oiz. So the Radak says like this, from the mouths of oilelim, the mouths of babes, and yoinkim, and those that are nursing, you established with strength your creation. We'll see what he says. Mipi oilelim, Omar, this is again the Radak. Mitchilas tseis ha'oilel la'avir ha'oilem, from the beginning of the time that the baby is born into the world, u'minikosa, when he starts to nurse on his mother, when he starts to suck, nikorim niflois ha'boirei v'chastoi, they are recognizable, the wonders of Hashem and His chesed, al ha'odom. Lefika chomar yisadato, shahayisod, the foundation, tchilas habinyan, which is the beginning of the binyan, he hayeniko tchilas hahakor, it's the nursing of the baby, which is tchilas hahakoro b'chesed ha-boirei, which is the beginning of the recognition of the chesed Hashem, al ha'odom, she'osu la'akodesh baruch hu nekev b'shodayim, because why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a slight hole in the breasts, ke'ein nekev machat dako, like the hole of a very, very thin needle, shem hoyo yoyse rochov, yizru macholov, b'loy mitz, v'yovo l'teich piv yoyse, if the hole would have been a little bit bigger, then the milk is going to flow out, and even without the sucking, and it's going to fill up the child more, ad shechonik, and the child's going to choke. If it's going to be thinner than it should be, it'll be too hard. It'll be too hard for the yelid to suck, and it'll cause him pain. And his lips will be hurting. Everything is with the exact right measurement. Therefore, he says, you establish this. Why? Kol bekavonos, bekavonos mechiven loy beteva uvemikre. A person should come to realize that it's not beteva, that it's not bemikre. Things don't happen by accident. There's no accidents in this world. There's no teva in this world. It's all created and controlled and behashgocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh shekosel man tzorecho levatel divrei hamakchishim. This is the end of the pasuk. It's mevatel those that would deny this. U'lahashpis oyev u'misnakim. Fine. So, very interesting. He says this is the yesod of recognizing the chesed Hashem. That's what he said. Lefikoch omar yisadito shayisod tchilas habinyan ki hayeniko tchilas ha'akora b'chesed ha'boirei ala odom. The tchilas ha'akora on the chesed ha'boirei is this ability of the baby to nurse. That is the tchilas ha'akora because of the exacting measurements and dimensions and size of what has to happen here. So if you think about it for a minute, it seems a little bit strange. There's so much chesed that a person can see in this world. We saw what we saw in Mitzrayim, not Shaykh. We see that he's the Zoru Mefarneis Mikarnei Reim Ad Beit Sekinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noisein Lechem L'chol Bosor. And even the birth itself, without all of these details, the fact that a baby is born, a baby me, from nowhere, from nothing, comes this amazing giant of a human being. And this is something that goes on and on, has been going on from time immemorial. I mean, the Olam Chesed Yibon is not Shaykh. Yet it seems that the Yesod, to be able to appreciate that, we first have to appreciate there's no mikra and there's no teva. And it would seem that discovering that there's no mikra and that there's no teva from all of the nisim and from all of the chesed would not be enough. It has to precede it because it's so dangerous. There's such a need to assume teva, to assume mikra. It's so tempting. It's so sometimes it's just like it's because it's very, you know, hashgochas Hashem and the chesed Hashem creates a very strong shibud as well. And there's such a temptation or such a leaning or a desire or a natural fallacy to assume that there's teva and that there's mikra, that the yisod of the chesed, it's not enough through the process of seeing all the chesed, but the yisod, the first, yisad to ois, this starts to be makir the chesed Hashem. The first thing is there's no evolution, there's no mikra, there's no teva. The Navardikas were right, nishtok in teva, there's no teva. And unless a person realizes that, then he can't really appreciate the chesed Hashem. On somebody, I see the chesed, I see the magnitude of the chesed, I see the consistency of the chesed, I see the endless repetition of chasodim in the infinite numbers throughout the Bria. But I heard there's such a thing called teva. I heard there's such a thing called mikre. But now you know there's not. Now you've seen everything. No. Unless I start, that has to be the beginning. The foundation is ein mikra lefonov, ein teva ba'olam hazeh. Ah, now when I recognize that everything is only bashkocha, then I can begin to appreciate the chesed. But after the fact, it seems, because it says it's the yesod, that's the foundation, that's the prerequisite in order to recognize the chesed. Just one more very quick thing. The pasuk in perek tes says v'yiftuchu v'chol yodei shemecha ki lo esdafta dorshecha Hashem. So here it says v'yiftuchu dinhu, that's a who, there's a gimel there that's mistaken, I think, sheyiftuchu b'chol yodei shemecha. It's a din that the yodei shemecha, those that know you, that they should have bitochen in you, b'yisroel hayoim, today in Klal Yisrael, ki ro'u ki lo yozavtu dorshecho Hashem, elo hoyis imom be'es tzorosam. Those that searched out for you, those that looked for you, those that put their trust in you didn't forsake them, and you were with them be'es tzorosam, now it becomes ve'yiftuchu dinhu she'yiftuchu b'cho yodei shemecho. It sounds like that really, al pi din, you can't force a person to have bitochen. That's what seems from the Chazon Ish's mashma too, that there's not a chiyuv to be sure everything, Hashem, I trust Hashem, everything's going to work out, I'm menuchas ha-nefesh, I have nothing to worry about, I'm quite confident in the result. But when a person sees, lo yozavta dorshecho Hashem, that Hashem is with those that put their trust in Him, that those that search Him, that try to connect with Him, that He is with them, and they see in front of their eyes, that creates a new potential. That creates a new matzav. Now all of a sudden, it becomes dinhu sheyiftuchu b'cho, because now I have the capability. Before that started, I didn't have any capability. But now, after the fact, I have that capability. So the seeing the Hashkochas Hashem, and seeing how the Hashkochas Hashem specifically is uniquely to be found in a very special dimension on those that put their trust in Hashem, then that it creates in within me, just knowing that, seeing that, a kiro, when you see it, that creates a new potential, I guess, and that creates, that's the din, that now I become mechuyev, al pi din, to have that bitochen, because I've seen it in action, and that can inspire me to do it.